Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 70 of the Custom Apparel Startups or CAS podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're talking about episode 70, which is events and shows. And we've put together 10 tips for getting the most from shows or events, whatever word you like better.
Yeah.
Either way, we're good though on that. We're going to show you when you go to a live event. So this would be a trade show. This might be a farmer style market.
Yeah, a fair. Cheerleading.
Yes, a dog show.
Yes.
A race car event. A motorcycle club meeting.
Whatever your niche market is, yes. I guarantee they have a show.
They have some sort of live event where a bunch of people gather together. They've got money in their pocket. They're planning to spend some of it at that show. They want to buy something,
yep.
Whether it's whether they're going to spend it on food, on apparel.
They will spend
on
it on
art.
Right. They will spend it on
there's, yeah, so they're planning on spending some money, and you're there hoping to earn some money, earn some business. For now, at that moment, you want to make some money at the show, but also for the future too.
Yeah, and that's the important part. And before we get too deep into it, I want to say a couple things. And that is thank you to Leah Calvert for the inspiration for this podcast. Really
okay, cool.
She was on her way to a trade show, to an event in her area at nothing o'clock in the morning. It was dark outside. And she took a picture while she was driving. She was listening to the upselling podcast.
Oh, okay.
So awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And that because you're awesome. On the way to the show, I did a little poll in the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group that we'll talk about through the podcast. If you're not already a member, you should be doing two things, and that is making sure that you go to your favorite place to consume podcasts, which might be the Custom Apparel Startups website. It could be on iTunes, mm-hmm. or it could be on Google Music, or a variety of places, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, Stitcher, also on YouTube.
Yeah.
So wherever you are, we try to be there for you to make it easier for you to listen, learn, and maybe watch.
Right, and even if you are listening to this right now, you'll have the opportunity to actually see us if you so desire. We're going to be embedding these videos on the episode show notes page.
Okay,
so awesome. You can listen along and watch along all at the same time.
Yeah, awesome. So with that, I think we should get right into it.
I do.
Let's go into what the folks are wanting to know. So we've put together a list of 10 things, and let's start with the first one.
Yeah.
Is that a good place,
number one? It should be the first one,
yes,
really.
Yes, it is.
And that's pre-marketing.
Pre-marketing. What does that mean? Why don't you tell us?
Well, if you are driving to a show at 4 o'clock in the morning, or if you're planning on doing a show, the best thing that you can do to make the fastest and most immediate impact is to get in touch with people or somehow connect with people before they even go to the show. And you can do that in a variety of different ways. There are some shows that will allow you to rent the email list or the attendee list from the previous year, from the previous event. So you can get that email list and you can email the people that have attended in the past that you're going to be there.
Yeah, or they might have the ability to not get the email list, but use the list.
Yes.
Meaning it, we will send an email on your behalf. Sometimes that's for a fee,
yep.
or for a favor, or if you have a particular size booth or setup. So find out from the folks that are running it. Say, hey, do you advertise the people coming specifically?
Yeah.
That are coming. The show. What's the word for the folks that are actually in the booths? What word do you want to use
vendors.
For that? The vendors.
There
we go. I knew there was a word for
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Do you do vendor advertising
yeah.
Via email or your social media or anything like that? Is that an option for me? So ask the folks that are in charge of it because they might do something. And if they don't, you might be the inspiration to be the first and only one
yeah.
doing it.
So here's the question to ask the people that are organizing the event before you write the check for the booth, however much that is. You can ask that person, what's the best way for me to connect with people that are going to be attending the show or have attended in the past? And then let them lay out your options. Now, it's not just them, though. It's not just these potential show customers that you might want to pre-market to. Under some circumstances, you might want to market to your existing mailing list as well.
Yeah, let them know you're going to be there, especially if you generally sell to a niche market. If it's animals, you know, or motorcycle club or car clubs or whatever it might be, if you generally market to a niche group of people that would be interested in this event, let them know you're going.
Yep.
And you could almost twist it to let them know that the event is even happening because they might not know. And that could be exciting for them. You can create your own Facebook event that you're going to this event.
Yeah, come by my booth, number this for show specials.
And get people to commit. And if you remembered, last episode,
mm-hmm.
if people commit publicly to doing something, they're more likely to do it. So if you create your own
event page. That's a great idea.
And then you go ahead and invite people to join, and they hit the word accept that, or that they are going, will attend. They are more likely to attend because they've said it publicly. And then you can also kind of call them out on the Facebook page. Hey, thanks, Maria.
Right.
Look forward to seeing you at the show. What time do you think you're going to show up, in the morning or in the afternoon? Get them, see if they can get them to respond back. That will bring some activity, get other people interested. People also want to follow a crowd.
So I really want to do my fulfill my antagonist role here.
Okay.
And just say one circumstance that I think is a requirement for doing this kind of pre-marketing to your own database, because we're very careful about that. You don't want to invite your customers to an event that's full of your competition. So in other words, if you create custom caps and that's your specialty, and you look on the vendor list and there are four other custom apparel vendors that are going to be there, don't invite your customer base.
I think that's a great idea. Because you're introducing
your customers to your competition. So if you have some kind of exclusivity, if you're comfortable with that exclusivity, if you've got a good loyal customer base, then definitely one of the pre-marketing tips that you can use is to set up a Facebook event or send them an email or in some way let them know that you're going to be exhibiting.
Yeah, and probably if you needed an example for when I would and wouldn't. So if I had a custom t-shirt company, if I had a particular brand, say it's a fishing tournament type thing I go to, and I have a particular brand of fishing apparel where I have my own designs, style mm-hmm. shirt, people buy my shirts because of the fashion for it. They mm-hmm. like it. They like the way it looks. They like to fish in them. They like me and my brand and my style. I'd probably invite all those folks.
Right.
Because they are looking forward to see what new designs I'm
going to
have.
They're not going to be lured away by somebody else doing a custom t-shirt.
Correct.
Right.
Now, if what I did was custom embroidered names for boat captains,
okay.
and I specialized in uniforms.
That's a niche.
It is.
That's it.
But I did
boat captains that wear a uniform.
But more so, I do nautical uniforms. I'm in the fishing world, and I do uniforms for crew members and things of that nature. Let's say this is high end. You have a crew on your boat.
You're talking about Captain Steubing and Gopher.
Yes,
and Julie,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you do custom uniforms and you look and there are three other uniform companies there, I probably would not want to encourage my customers to go there because then they may, they may get pulled. Oh, look, another uniform company.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't want that.
What's different? Is their pricing better, et cetera?
Yeah. So that's pre-marketing, and it will do a couple of things. First of all, it will definitely set you apart from the crowd because not a lot of people do this. Not a lot of people have the forethought. It will set people up so they're familiar with you before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for your brand, maybe for something specific, or when they see your booth, they'll recognize it, say, oh, that's the company that sent me that email, that they're going to be providing bags for the show.
Yes.
So I definitely want to hook up with them.
You can tell them where, because the problem is sometimes I go to these little local like farmers market type of things, and I'm looking for something specific. I know the company. Where are they? I got to walk the whole thing up and down. I might have
They're scattered
them,
all over the place.
So what you get to do is if you know where you're going to be placed, you can give that as a reference point. So say if there's a kid's bounce house, hey, I'm four booths away from the bounce house. That's something big they can notice.
I like that.
You know, there's a band, you know, oh, I'm right across from where the band is.
Yeah.
So you can give them a reference point, how to find you, directions. Get them to want to come right to you. And you can even offer the folks that are coming there a special gift if you want to.
I like
that. Hey, since you registered ahead of time, come by. I'll give you this.
Gotcha. So if you are, if you're watching us live on Facebook and wondering what's going on, or you're watching us on YouTube, we are Mark and Mark from the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, and you're listening to our episode on 10 tips for doing successful events and shows. That's really kind of what we're breaking down for you, is if you are in custom t-shirt business or embroidery or signs or sublimation, whatever you do, if you attend a fair or a show, there are things that you can do to be most successful.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. And we're on to number two, tip number two. So tip number two is refining your 30-second pitch.
Right, formerly known as the elevator pitch.
The elevator pitch, right. Yep. And so the note I have here is you've got 30 seconds before you lose the attention of the person you're trying to sell to.
Yeah.
That's why it's critically important to have a 30-second or an elevator-style pitch that you get to go ahead and just say as soon as somebody walks up. They walk up to your booth, they see a bunch of little things going on, they maybe pick up your card. You've got 30 seconds or less to go ahead and say, "Hi, my name is Mark. I want to let you know that the name of my business is, you know, Blank Custom Tees here. And what I do is I do all types of custom apparel. I specifically do it for this type of industry, blah, blah, and have something ready to go. Whether you want to talk about a special you run,
right.
Whether you want to talk about like what you specialize in, where if you have a store location, if you have
however you want to make an impact, what's your unique selling proposition? And at the show, don't just do the general pitch. You know, what you want to do is if you are there to sell the goods that you've already made, then you're going to want to make your pitch short and to the point and related to what you're doing now. And that's going to be, "Hey, my name is Bob from Bob's Custom Apparel. I'm here today because I specialize in pet clothes and dog apparel. I've got two things that you really have to see. Give me 2 seconds, I'll show you."
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the kind of thing that's going to get somebody to stop. They're at a pet show. That would not be appropriate if you were at a dog at a golf show.
Okay.
Or
okay.
NASCAR. You know, that probably wouldn't work. But you know, you're at a pet show. You make that short pitch. "This is me. This is why I'm here. Look at this. This is cool. It's a great deal. You know, here's a great cap. What kind of a dog do you have?" You can ask an open-ended question to kind of bring them in. But you need to have that short pitch or 2 or 3 pitches, you know, worked out in advance so it kind of like it flows.
Yes.
Right? So you're comfortable with it when people are standing in front.
And find some good buzzwords that will capture attention.
Yeah.
So if you, I would say like, "All this apparel is made from 100% bamboo fiber." You know, something that's like, that gets them to, it's not just apparel, it's not just custom apparel, it's, you know, "I use the latest technology in t-shirt printing, let me show you some cool things I can do." You know, whatever it might be, talk about the type of apparel you make, why it's good, a philosophy about you. Oh, and we donate 10% of every transaction to help homeless pets.
Who are you? What do you do? Why should they be staying in your booth?
Yeah.
And looking at it. And really part of this pitch is, and I know we talk about this a little bit later as well, but part of this pitch is being able to adapt it to a lot of different people. Because if you're in a busy show, this happens all the time, one of two things will happen is you'll engage with one person and other people coming up to the booth won't get any attention at all.
Yep.
Or you'll just not engage with the crowd at all because your pitch is geared towards one person.
Yes. And a little bit of a preview. That's going to be one of the tips coming up.
So. I love that.
So let's go to number three.
Yes.
And you want to make connections at the event.
Yeah. Okay. This could be the most profitable thing that you do at a show.
This is, in my opinion, this is the most
You thought of this important. One, too. I just want to give you a shout out. Yeah, it was you.
I think this is the most important one. This is the only this might be the only reason I would have a booth.
Okay.
You know, in a way. So there are, let's say you go to this farmer's market thing I go to that's at a local mall, outdoor mall. I don't know how many booths they have, 30, 40, something like that. It's a good amount.
Right.
If I make custom apparel, there are 30 to 40 successful business owners. They're successful enough to have afforded the $500 or whatever it costs just to be there, right?
Yeah.
So they have a degree of success. You're surrounded by them.
Yeah.
All of them should be wearing custom apparel to that event.
And it makes them look better. That's just a great point.
Most of them are not. If you have one of these local events, you should go just to sell, even if you don't make a booth. But all of them should have a t-shirt, a cap, a jacket, whatever it is, with their logo on it. It lets people know that they are, that they work for that company that they're at the booth in.
Yeah, and the litmus test is if they stepped away from the table, if you can't tell that they belong to that table, then they need your services.
Yes.
They need you to help them with custom apparel of some kind.
So you come with your best version of your custom apparel, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
If you carry a bag with you, a backpack, cap, jacket, shirt, all of the above.
This assumes that you've decorated your own clothes with your logo and or some kind of a message.
Yes.
If you have not done that, then don't listen to this podcast anymore.
Okay.
Just don't.
And so what you do is you go ahead and you come decorated in your own stuff, look sharp, look your best, go around, introduce, hey, I'm in the booth down there, I do custom apparel. I know that a lot of folks love to come to these shows wearing custom stuff. If, here I am, you know? And it's a great opportunity to network. And if these are weekly events or monthly events, that you're going to see these people more often again, that's another opportunity to see them again. Go back. Hey, remember me?
Right. But on the other side, the bigger the show is, the bigger the opportunity is for you. Mm-hmm. If you are going to a large cheer show with bling stuff, going to a big cheer event where there might be 150 vendors that paid $5,000 a piece to be there, you know, those are prime potential customers for you. Because I guarantee it's not the only show that they do. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 day show. So if you've got 50 vendors, they do, they're going to be there for 2 or 3 days, and you can talk, you know, a couple of them into letting them outfit all of their shows, you know, with the apparel, the caps, and the stuff that you do, then, you know, you're going to sell 100 pieces. You know, at the show, just other people that are working there before you even open up your booth.
Yeah, exactly. So you get there early.
Yeah.
Be set up. Be the first one set up. If they let you come at 6 a.m. to set up, be there at 6:01. Be done setting up. When everyone else shows up at 7
to start getting set up,
you get to walk around and you get to do a ton of cool things, because I've done this at shows before. You're done.
Yes.
You look sharp. You've gone to the restroom. You've straightened up. You look good. You got your custom apparel on. You get to walk around now, and somebody's trying to lift a box. You know, you help them lift a box. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm down there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be. Hey, and don't be afraid to just, if you're a little more timid about it and it's your first time doing it, have some business cards or a brochure, whatever it is, and just walk up and just say, hi, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Mark, and I do custom apparel, or whatever your pitch is.
Yep.
You know, this is like this should be like your 8-second pitch.
Yeah.
Here's my info. I'm in booth down there. If you want to get a free sample, whatever it is,
come
you
see
know,
me.
Come see me, and hey, just go to everybody.
And you know what? Don't ignore the event planners and the facility that you're in. So when you go and you register for the show, you know, there's people that are sitting behind a desk at a computer or something, or maybe it's just one person. But they're wearing a polo, or they're doing something to promote the show, taking people's registrations, or handing out bags that are branded with the name of the show. Maybe the venue that you're in, if it's an arena or if it's a state fairgrounds, or, you know, even if it's a high school, whatever it is, don't ignore the people that are running things, because they all need uniforms and apparel as well.
Yeah, and it's just great connections to make. And if it wasn't for me walking around to shows and meeting the people that work there, I actually would not have this job.
Okay.
Because one of the
reasons... I was wondering how you got
this
job.
Yes, no, I actually... So I was a salesperson years ago. And I was a salesperson, and I would walk around, talk to people, just say hi, you know, whatever it was. And And I met some people from an industry magazine, and they and I did a couple interviews with them, et cetera. And the owner of a different company, who's a company I work for now, that's actually one of the first time that he saw my name outside of just knowing me as a salesperson.
Okay.
And he shot me an email, hey, I saw your article, I saw your interview, cool. You know, and it was actually, and it was one of the first times that him and I interacted like that was more than just shaking my hand as a salesperson.
Yeah.
We became closer, et cetera, et cetera. And
you got the job.
Life goes on. And
that's
you get,
great.
So you don't know where these connections are going to lead you to, yeah. And you don't know how much money they could turn into in a month, a year, whatever it might be.
Yep.
So do it.
I like that. By the way, if you have any questions or comments about the show, you are more than welcome to post in the Cold SE Facebook page.
Okay,
which
great.
Is Cold SE Inc. That's one of the places that this is being broadcast right now. Please do that.
Yeah, a couple shout outs. Myra Terry said good morning.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us. And definitely feel free to comment with questions. We'll do our best to be able to review those and get to those as we're getting through this. So moving on, we're at number four.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on a pretty good pace. Have a way to collect emails, get reviews, get social media followers, get a way to gather people's information and get them into your network.
Yeah. So you should really look at these. We've already identified a couple of interesting opportunities, right? So you can pre-market, you can develop your 30-second pitch to the different people that are going to be standing in front of you. You're going to make connections at the event so you can sell to vendors and the venue staff, etc. You cannot leave the burden of further contact up to your potential customers. Okay, so I'm going to say that one more time because I think it's really
okay.
Really
do it again, important. And no, and remember that I'm engineering and
I hear you.
So I'm just going to checking on.
So you're not ignoring me.
That's no, I'm not ignoring you. I'm trying here. But
okay.
Please go.
You cannot leave the burden of contact on your potential customers. So handing somebody a card and a brochure is okay. You know, it's a very non-threatening way for you. To get your information out there. But the real accomplishment is when you can gather that potential customer's information so you can contact them. That way, if you're listening to any of our other podcasts like How to Increase Sales Next Month or the Upselling Podcast Trilogy, you know, we talk about reaching out to people that you've connected with in the past. And this is where it happens. You've got to have some way to get someone that walks up to your booth from just chatting with you to buying goods and to capturing their email address. And you can do that in a variety of different ways. One thing that you can do is, like Mark put in our notes, is you can have a coupon available for people that like you on Facebook.
Yep.
So that's a great idea. Just make them do it right on the phone. If you've been to 7-Eleven recently, they're constantly asking me to download the app.
Oh, okay.
Like every time I go in for a big gulp or whatever it is, do you have the app? Do you have the app? Do you have the app? No. But what you could say is, you know what? If you like us on Facebook right now, show me your phone. I will give you this coupon for $10 off anything that you see.
Yeah, and it's a great. And I've heard a comment to this before. Well, they can just unlike me as soon as they walk away. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. They can.
Yeah.
But most won't.
Right. And if you're and honestly, like the idea behind getting that to happen, and that really is kind of a low barrier kind of thing to get them to do, is that you can remarket to those people. So if you do a Facebook promotion or an ad or you have an event, you know, those people will actually be notified if they're following your page that you're doing those things. So you have an opportunity to sell to them.
Yeah, and Facebook makes it very easy. You write a post, hey, going to this event, come by and see me. And then as soon as you hit it, every single place you go on Facebook, your phone, your tablet, it's going to ask you to boost that post.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you to basically pay to show more people.
Yeah.
So you click that boost button, put in $20, don't spend a lot on
it.
Put in $20 and choose people who like my page.
Yeah.
And what it will do is all those people who have come to your events and liked your page before, or your customers you've asked to like, will all get pushed to that post. And it's a great way to let everybody see and know what's going on, or if you have a coupon or a special or whatever, right. Whatever's going on.
So, but for me, the king of information capture is to get somebody's email address.
Yes.
You know, it's very unlikely, unless there's something, a particularly big opportunity with this customer, that you are going to call them on the phone. That is not part of that many people's sales repertoire in custom t-shirt business. But sending out an email is gold. And if you can collect their email address and do the same thing, that would be my preference. Whatever you can do to collect their email address, whether it's give a coupon or just offer, you know, turn your laptop around, says, do me a favor, just type in your email address here or write it down on this piece of paper, because I've got some great stuff that's happening after the show I want to tell you about.
Yeah, and that's perfect. There's a lot of really easy ways to do it. So if you use an email like automation management type of a tool like Constant Contact or MailChimp are two very popular ones, they all have very simple forms that are kind of built into the system. They have customer service that can help you set it up if you don't know how to do it. You have that form right on your screen, whether it's on a tablet, mobile device, whatever it is, and that's what you put right in front of somebody's face and you say, you know, first name, last name, email, go, and say, sign up to learn more about us, or sign up after the event. I'm going to send out a special offer.
Yep.
Whatever it might be, get them to sign up. That email is huge. You can also take, if you have enough of those email addresses over time, you can push those into Facebook and market to people on Facebook with that as well.
Absolutely. So do me a favor right now, because I'm just going to do another little reintroduction. If you're just tuning in, this is Mark Stevenson and Mark Vila from Coldesi and Coleman and Company, and you are watching and or listening to the Custom Apparel Startups podcast on Facebook and or YouTube.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, Mark likes you more if you're listening live.
I do.
I learned that last time.
I do. I mean, thanks for watching. And by the way, you should share this podcast for us right now. Share this live video. We'll just be quiet for 30 seconds while you do that.
If you share it and show us that you shared it, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll get you something for free.
Wow.
Yeah, I promise that.
He'll do it. I'll do it. Sometimes
I have some sort of power to do that.
At least 30% of the time he'll actually do something like that.
Anyway, though.
One, two, three. We are now on number...
Five.
Five. Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, when possible, go before you attend. So this, I think, is a good kind of a scoping out what's going on.
This is a real pro tip.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people do this.
And so now if this is a once a year event, seize your opportunity.
Yeah, don't wait an extra year.
However, if the event is every other Saturday, you can skip one before you do it. Go see what's out there. What's going on? Who's there? What are the booths like? What's the crowd like? If you notice, it's a beautiful day, and it's sunny. There's not a specific holiday or any special, you know, football throwing event going on.
Right.
Then a lot of people should be there. If there's not, you know, maybe this isn't the event for you.
Yeah, and you know? I'll give you a good example. So a few weekends ago, I went to the Seminole Heights Market.
Okay, yeah.
It's every other Saturday, and Seminole Heights is kind of like an up-and-coming area here in Tampa, and it's famous for being, how should I say it, what's the word? Not yuppies.
It's like hipstery.
It's very hipstery. It's very hipstery. You have small bungalows, you know, craft beer, mid-sized dogs.
Yes.
You know,
sage
a lot of Warby Parker glasses, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but you know, as I'm walking through and I'm looking at the vendors, you know, if I was a new vendor selling custom t-shirts and I showed up there with nothing but, you know, biker style custom tees, or you know, wine and cheese tees or bridal stuff, you know, it wouldn't fit, and I don't think I would be successful. But if I went to that show, the next show that I came to, when I actually paid for the booth, man, I'd have some craft beer shirts, I'd have some beard care shirts.
Yep.
You know, I'd tailor what I'm going to show to the audience,
and you'll just be more successful that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get a feel for the crowd. What's it like? Is the market on a Sunday afternoon, and you notice that a lot of people are kind of in their church?
Yeah, are they really dressed up?
So they're dressed up. They've got hats and dresses, and there's kids in ties. You know, so think about that.
They're not thinking about cheerleader shorts at that time.
Yeah,
you know, they're not thinking about. Large jackets.
Yes, talking about family people.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about what do I sell that's family oriented? You know, is it youth sports? Is it small business apparel? There's probably a lot of small business owners there.
Right.
You know, be prepared to talk with the owners of small businesses. We've got Jason, Felicia, Terry, who shared.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Thanks.
I made a note to myself. So, before you go, check it out. See what the crowd is like. See how many people are there. See what the attendance is like. See if there's any competition. See if somebody has a really busy booth. What are they doing there?
Yeah, and can you get the booth next to them next time?
Yes.
So that's a great part of this. That's
right
a
there.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Is find the busiest booth and do whatever you can to be across the aisle or right next to them.
Yeah.
So that crowd will spill.
And
what
if you've got, I mean, if you're a go-getter and you're not afraid, you can ask the person who signs up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I went to there last time and there was this awesome crepe place. It smelled so good. If I could be near them, I would love to smell that all day.
Right.
You know, and if you get near them, boom, you know, just ask. Sometimes they'll say yes.
That's a very strange example.
That's an awesome example.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make a note.
maybe we'll get a free crepe.
All right. So.
So let's catch everybody up.
Okay, catch up.
So number one was pre-marketing, and that's the idea of getting to people, whether it's show customers or your customers, in advance of the event to let them know that you're going to be there. To refine your 30-second pitch so you know what you're going to say when someone stands in front of you or when a crowd stands in front of you. Make connections at the event. And kind of specifically, that is the idea that everyone else that is selling at the show, the other vendors, the people in the venue, the people taking registration, they are all potential customers because they should all be dressed in custom apparel. Have a way to collect emails, get reviews, and get followers. So map out kind of, okay, this is how I'm going to get people's email addresses. This is, I'd rather they follow my page on Facebook. You know, have a couple of options for ways for people to engage with you and give them a reason to. And then when possible, go and scope out the event before you actually write a check.
Yeah. And if there's it's also a go ahead and to try to if there's a similar event that happens.
Well, that's a good idea.
You know, that maybe you missed the opportunity to register for. It's not the same exact event, but it's the same crowd of people. So it is a dancing event, you know, for kids that are in dance.
Yeah.
And there's one happening now and there's one happening in June. They're put on by different groups, but it's still local. So
yep.
You know, there's a lot of, go check that place out. And you can see what's happening there as well.
And by the way, back to that, you can attend, and I've done this many times before, you can attend shows that you're not participating in or can't afford to and still work the vendors.
Yeah.
Walk around the booth, show off your stuff, hand them a card, give them a reason to contact you about, you know, upping their game for custom apparel, you know, while they're working the show.
Yeah, and especially if you go there, you know, you love cheese and there's a cheese booth, which there was one at this one here. It was really cool.
I was wondering.
And you buy some, remember reciprocity from the last episode. If you didn't listen to it, listen to episode 69. But you buy something from them and ask them, hey, next time you need shirts, reach out to me. Or I'm gonna you know, what's your email address? You mind if I email you? I just bought something from you. What I'm asking back is for a conversation or
an
opportunity.
That's a great idea.
So remember, everything ties together. So now we're going to go ahead and go on to six.
That is bundles and upsells.
Okay.
I feel like you guys should be pros at this by now. Because 100% of you listened to all 3 hours of the last 3 episodes on upselling.
Yes.
I'm sure of this. But doing bundles and upsell is something that both Coleman & Company and Cold Essie have done a lot in our trade show past. It's been a while, but you always want to give somebody a reason to buy right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they leave, now they're subject to whoever else is not just competing, direct competition for you. Like maybe they have the opportunity from you to buy a $35 custom cheer jacket that has the event name on it. Well, that's $35 that they can spend at any other booth.
Yes.
So literally everyone else is your competition, or maybe for that money. So you're with bundles and show deals, you're giving people a reason to stop now at your booth and lighten their wallet a little bit immediately.
Yes, and you don't have to have the item always made and available right then and there.
Right.
So what you do is you've got a tote bag maybe that you're selling with the event name on it, or a cool design with some rhinestones or something like that on it. And this might be what you're selling at the event. Or you've got some fishing caps you're selling there.
Yeah.
And then, but you can offer the bundle deal. So, hey, by the way, I've also got this tote bag also comes. I've got a mini purse and a large duffel bag combo. So the tote bag by itself is $25. The whole combo is $99. Normally, it would be $130 for that whole kit. And offer that to people as a bundle. So maybe two of them you have for sale there. One comes later. You've got them all there.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, you've got the whole, so you sell all the pieces. By the way, if you buy two pieces, you save $5 a piece. If you buy three pieces, you save $10 a piece.
And you can work on scarcity, especially if you make inventory before the show. So in other words, if you have some event t-shirts that you're selling or something that's particular with that date and that time and that story that you're telling, you know, and you've pre-made 50 of those, then you can simply point to the rack and say, this is all of these shirts that I'm making. I'm never going to make these again. You know, if you want to right now, then we can do that for X price.
Yep.
So you've got a little bundle deal. You've got some scarcity work in. You're motivating people to make a purchase.
Yes, and you can have a way to display some of that scarcity too. So, you know, if you've made three big, you know, duffel bags and that's all you have there, you could put a little sign, this is all that's left.
Right.
Or if you have a little like flip number counter type of a thing where you can, you know, 0 through 9, you could put on there, have one displayed, three left, and have that right in the front. Have three and a little left sign. And then when somebody buys one, you know, you flip the thing, two
that's
left.
That's great.
So you're showing people, hey, by the way, I've got how many left? There's three left
of
that $99 package. So I know you said you were going to walk and come back, but you were really interested. I don't want you to miss out.
You know, that's great. So always do offer something special to get as many people as you can to make a purchase right now. Because as soon as they walk away, especially if you haven't captured their email address or gotten them involved in your Facebook presence, then they're gone forever.
Yeah, and you can also offer the customization later with that. So you could say, if you're selling a bag or a shirt or a hat or whatever it is, and you're talking about it, you say, hey, if you buy now, what I could do for you is I can put your name on the back, if you'd like, of the cap. So if you're interested in that, okay. So then what I'll do is I'll keep your cap and I will go ahead and I'll send it to you once I've added your name, fill out this form.
Great.
And then you do that and you tell them how long that's going to take. So circling around, because we kind of did 5 to 7 there for a moment.
Yes.
So 5, 6, 7, 6, 7. Okay. So we're going to make that 6, 7, 6. Have a way people can keep your information.
Yeah, I skipped that one on purpose.
Yeah, I think this is one of your favorite ones. So people need to have something that they can take home if they need to.
Yes.
Because some people are actually going to want to call you after. It's not going to be, if you see 300 people, it's not going to be 300. It's going to be 3.
Right.
You know, but there are going to be a few people that are going to want to reach you later on. So you need to make sure you have some sort of flyer, brochure, business card, sometimes a little tchotchke giveaway type of a thing can be a thing, which is probably something Mark hates.
I hate that.
But work your crowd.
Yeah.
Know who it is, okay? So if you're going to a event with a lot of, early 50s stuffy type of folks that play, like, finance games in their spare time, there's probably no type of a tchotchke thing that or pen or anything that they're going to care about. Give me your card. If I'm interested, I'll call you.
No, but I will keep all the tchotchkes. I just won't call anyone.
You won't call anyone. But
especially like the flashlights.
Flashlights are cool. You can get these little LED flashlights now with your name on them that go on a fridge. People love. It's so cool. I've got like two of them. You stick it to your fridge, and whenever you need a flashlight, it's just
right there. You're
it's
a chatty cool. person.
So anyway, but if you want to get something like that to give away, it can be a way to kind of get somebody to at least come up. You know, a pen? You know,
I agree. I'll tell you, I'll make a couple of distinctions. That is, if you are in the custom apparel business and you can give away something that's meaningful and interesting and maybe a little fun that has something to do with custom apparel.
Yeah.
Like if you want to give away a customized headband, you know, or wristband, or if you want to give away, you know, a little dog t-shirt. You know, something that doesn't cost you that much money, but it really kind of shows what you do.
I like then a koozie.
You like a koozie, right? Is provided that that's one of the things that you offer.
Yes. So if you have a heat press and you've got a vinyl or transfer printing system, like a digital heat effects or a cut and press type of a system, or rhinestones, you can make koozies. They're very inexpensive to make.
Yep.
They're very fast to make a whole bunch of them at once.
It's a great giveaway.
There's an attachment. So you can get them. If you buy a big enough bulk, I mean, and you get inexpensive ones, you're talking like a quarter each, you know, plus your decoration, you're down less than 50 cents a piece. And you just think about how many you would be giving away.
Yep.
It's a good investment.
So here's kind of the divergence, though, is that what the tchotchkes that I don't like, and you know, mm-hmm. we've had some great suggestions from people on the CAS group that we'll read at the end.
Okay.
But the things that I don't like about tchotchkes and having candy at the booth and things like that is it brings over what I call future unsubscribers.
Yeah.
So you know, if someone is just in your booth because they're collecting all the tchotchkes from all the booths, which is a profession all by itself.
Yes.
or they just come over to your booth because they really are hungry and they want that candy. I mean, maybe you're an awesome salesperson and you can turn that into a great opportunity, but probably not. Probably what's going to happen is you're going to, because of reciprocity, they're going to give you their email address or maybe they'll like your page. They really just wanted a Snickers bar or a pen for some reason, and they're just going to unsubscribe, and they don't really have any interest in you.
That it's a great point. Yeah. So you need to just have some thought in your crowd. How many people are really buyers, potential buyers, and not? So if it is if you do custom apparel for people's boats, I mentioned kind of nautical before, and you're going to an event that you know that 95% of the people own a boat there.
Yes.
And are into fishing and all of that.
It's a good niche.
Most all of them are really a strong potential buyer to buy, say, if you say, I can put your boat and your name on a shirt and a cap.
Right.
You know, everybody there is a potential. I probably wouldn't have an issue giving away something fairly expensive to those folks who really, you know, get them excited.
Yeah.
If it's just a hipster market
and
I sell that same type of a thing, chances are that there's a very small percentage of people that are going, and then I probably wouldn't care as much about giving away anything more than like a business card or a flyer.
Right.
So you got to think about it.
I agree, and I'll give one more example before we move on to the next one, and that's so we at Cold Essie is a great company to work for. I'll plug them a little bit. They have good benefits, and one of them is a 401k. And so our 401k guy comes in once a month,
mm-hmm.
and he says hi to everybody, and he brings donuts. And this last time, he was handing out pens with his company logo on it. Now, I mean, that was a nice gesture, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
But that pen is not going to remind me who he is. He's been doing business with the company for years. The name of his company is really not what's important. It's his name, which I always remember. And the first thing I did when I got it was I put it in my drawer and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So you know, that is a good example of what I would suggest you don't do unless you have a huge box full of 5,000 pens and nothing to do with them.
True.
And then give them away.
And it's you got just find the right thing. Don't just do it just to do it.
Yeah.
Have some thought behind it is really the point that I think we could both agree on.
Yeah.
So next we are on 8. So offer...
We did that. We're on work the crowd.
Work the crowd. Okay, number 8. My numbers here are
No, that's because I messed up. So yeah. this falls in. I made a little note on pet peeves, and everybody knows if they've listened to the podcast that I have some of these. And two of them are, first of all, it's the people that just stand behind a table with a very pleasant look on their face and never say anything.
Yep.
Now, those people are significantly better than the ones that are ever looking down at their phone when somebody
you
walks
get,
in.
Just put never your phone
do that. Down. I can't remember what the other
one
was.
Yeah, well, the thing is, so I know one thing that you really like.
Yes.
So you love, like, these booths when they have, like, games. Because we were arguing about it earlier, and you and I was like, that's not a fun idea. And you're like, I love it to, like, spin a wheel. And we argued it, but we were all on Skype for, like, 10 minutes.
I love
said,
that.
Save it for the podcast, Mark. So, but I think that's what you were going to say. No, but to go back to that first point that you're making, put your phone away if it's, I mean, in if it's an emergency, obviously, right? But
it's never going to be an emergency.
Yeah, it's almost never going to be an emergency. Put it away. Don't be down there. If you really, really have to make a call, walk to the side of the booth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't be behind there, because what you're telling somebody is, this is more important than you coming
by. Yeah, you're busy. You know how it feels. You know, that's why Mark specifies what he's doing every time he looks down at his phone.
Yeah.
It's, you know, he's helping us be successful here on the podcast, broadcasting lives and doing stuff. If I was here and I was just like on my phone while Mark was talking to you guys, it's rude. It shows a lack of attention. And people will not walk up to your booth and say, please sell me something. Excuse me, I'm really interested in that t-shirt. Could you sell it to
them? I mean, they think at best, they just think you're busy at the moment.
Right.
Oh, she's busy. We'll
that's very back. Generous. I never.
Yeah, I mean, that's your best case scenario. Mm-hmm. She's busy, but we'll come back in 5, and then they might not come back in 5.
Right.
So, you stand up when you can. If you're going to have a place to sit up high so you're above the crowd.
Yeah.
Make eye contact, wave at people, wear a smile. If you need help, you know, from somebody else who's going to help you out, make sure, you know, preferably not the reluctant teenager, but the excited, brother.
Got it.
You know, find somebody who's going to work it with you and act the same way.
Yeah.
If it is a little bit slower and there's not a lot of people hanging out, step out of the booth.
Yes.
Stand
absolutely.
In front.
Hold something that you sell.
And everyone knows that it's you because the logo there matches the logo here.
Yes.
Or here, you know?
Yeah.
So because you should be doing that already, we've talked about wearing your stuff in almost all the podcasts.
And also the tattooing your logo on your forehead is a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, by the way.
Yeah.
And the logo is the most important thing.
So here's another tip. If you are at a relatively busy show, you know, one thing to focus on, if there's a crowd walking by or you have more than a few people in front of your booth, is to talk to everyone. Even if Mark and I were talking about, yes, you know, this is the best, you know, what I'd suggest is that you get a more expensive t-shirt. You know, it'll last better in the wash. And listen, guys, the reason that I'm recommending this t-shirt to Mark is because, you know, so don't just zero in. You know, you've got to really talk to everyone that's coming by because you don't know who your customer is going to be. The one that you spend 10 minutes trying to upsell into a bag, shirt, jacket, backpack combo, you know, may not buy anything, but somebody that just was casually interested may end up writing you a check.
Yes, and the point of that is when you're focused in on one person, you're talking to them about what you're going to sell them, you know, or what they want to buy.
Right.
Yes, I create custom apparel. I can do your whole team, and then you see somebody else walk up. Bring them into the conversation immediately.
Yeah.
So, hey, what's your name? Nice to meet you. I didn't even get your name yet. Let me introduce you. So what I was actually telling her about was that I do custom apparel for teams.
Right.
And I could do, you know, I could outfit the whole team. I do tote bags. Hey, we're talking about kind of everything I do here if you want to hear a little pitch, you know.
Yeah.
I'll talk to everyone at once. Do you have a question?
You
let them ask the question. The other people hear it.
I was looking for a way for us to be more interactive on video.
Yeah, okay.
And I think I found it. I'm going to stand up. I hope it doesn't break the internet.
It won't. Okay. But it'll be like here.
Here we go. I'll kind of squat down because I want everybody to see this. So Mark and I are talking.
Yes.
We're in deep conversation.
I'm ready to
Three
go.
People walk up. What you don't want to do is this. You don't want to just turn your head and go, I'm talking about a t-shirt here, you know, whatever spiel that you make. You want to turn your body so you open up.
Open up to everybody.
Physically everybody in the conversation.
Yeah, no, that's
I can't wait to see how that looks on Facebook. Kind of squatting down.
Open your arms to include people in. Turn
your body. Wave them in. If somebody's walking by, you're having a conversation, you know, pause for a second, say, excuse me. Hey guys, come on in. You're gonna want to hear what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you both at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm actually talking about the show special I have here. If you want to hear, come on by. Because what I will hear, and I've been to a bunch of shows that I've attended and that I've just actually just gone to for fun. You know, like I go to the market and I notice these things. And what you'll notice sometimes is they give their pitch. And then they give their pitch, and I see them, and I hear them saying it to them, and then I know what they're going to say to me,
right?
You know, because I've heard them say it, and then they come and they say it to me. When the way that they could have done it better is they saw all of us, hey, and then another thing is if you are ringing somebody out, then it's not really part of, hey, I'm processing a credit card right now, come see,
right.
You're not going to do that.
Do you want to see this guy's credit card number? Because you can.
What you do is you say, hey, be right with you. I'm just going to ring out this credit card. It'll be 2 seconds if you got questions. If you want, though, check out that shirt over there. It's one of my favorites. Whatever you got to do. Yeah. You know, if you just want a flyer, it's over there. But say hi to everybody. I'm actually to the point in my life where I feel that I'm old enough and don't care enough that when I'm at a store or an event and somebody doesn't greet me, I'm just going to start saying to them, you'll be right with me. You know, I was just gonna say it to them because it takes 1 second
it's
to just
terrible.
Say hey. And I go to I went to this nursery,
right?
Plants, not babies.
Okay, it's good
because
I would be weird.
So because I was gonna buy something at a nursery,
yeah,
and I wanted to be sure that you didn't think I was buying babies.
Okay, yeah.
But I was at a nursery, and there's like three people that work there, and I've been there half a dozen times.
Yeah.
But what I notice is every time I go there, they have a culture there, and I don't even know if their boss tells them to do this, but everyone's friendly, and it's very much as soon as they're walking by, hey, be right with you helping these folks out. If you got a question, I'll be up in the front. I mean, even if they have to kind of holler it because it's a nursery, so it's big.
Yeah.
They just say it, and nobody's ever offended. Oh, you stopped talking to me to say hi and wave to somebody?
Right.
Do it. So I'll do this in your store, by the way. If you have a store, do
people
this at
like
events.
It's good customer service.
Yeah,
people
this
appreciate
is
that.
Beyond just shows. But say hi to everybody coming in. Work your crowd. And then, you know, a little bit kind of jokingly, I made a note in the bottom, half serious, half joking. But if you want to really need involvement because you're having a hard time getting it and you find it to be a bit boring, that you want to really like give away something interesting or have like I joked about like a coupon wheel, you know, stuff like that. This really is going to depend on the crowd you're working with. You need it to be kind of a very outlandish, wild, loud crowd. Maybe there's alcohol involved at this show, you know, where it's like a party style of event. And then at that point in time, you know, you can have a game, you know, like and you'll know if you've been to the show before if that's appropriate for that show.
Right.
Some shows you'll walk through, like if it's a sports apparel show, there's probably multiple booths that have cornhole tosses and basketball things.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was younger, my father was in marketing, and we used to go to these food shows. And that was a thing at these shows. Like most of the booths had an interactive event.
Okay.
So it was like a guess your weight thing and throw a basketball in, and if you get it in, you get something. So if the event is appropriate for that, then you want to participate because you don't want to be the only one not doing it. Okay. And I think that's more of the thought behind it. But
I disagree with all of that.
Spin a wheel and you get a T-shirt. You know, that's
pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's the unsubscribe list.
And okay. Mark said that the other day that spinning wheels was awesome.
No.
He said it. He said and balloon popping. Oh, I've got it recorded.
There you go. So, as a matter of fact, I'm looking through some of the comments, some of the responses to the poll that
okay,
I did.
Okay, please.
By the way, I asked our pros in our CAS Facebook group, you know, what they did, you know, gave them a few options, what they did to ensure success of the show. The vast majority make shirts on site.
Okay.
So, by far the most. So, that's a great idea if you can do that, is to make shirts on site. Because people think that's fascinating. They've never seen that. I was at a completely unrelated event, had nothing to do with apparel, but there was a company out there that had a one color screen of the event shirt, and they would actually let people make their shirt. So, you know, they had a little dryer there. They would have people, you know, put the shirt on, close the lid, you know, put the ink on and just go to it. And there was a line of people that were spending $15 for a $3 shirt because they got to make it themselves. So that got a lot of attention. I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, so make them at the show if you can, when you can, when it's appropriate. Do the math ahead of time, though. Okay,
yeah.
So I've talked to some folks. I'm going to bring my embroidery machine to a show, and I'm going to do custom stuff. Well, cool. What are you going to put on?
Yeah.
Are you going to do names and like names, half-inch lettering, you know, max, you know, whatever, or just monograms, and they're only going to be, you know, a half inch tall. Okay, well, you're talking about a couple thousand stitches or less. These are quick. You're going to be done
sure.
A couple minutes at a pop. But if you're going to be embroidering logos on the front and you're talking about 15-minute sew-outs.
Yeah, this is a 15-minute, 12 to 15-minute sew-out.
Yeah.
So you're not going to want to do that live, you know, unless you're doing it specifically for interest.
Yes.
So in other words, if I was selling Coldesi shirts at an event, I think it would be a cool idea to have my embroidery machine up front somewhere so people could see it sew out.
Yes.
But all the things that I'm selling are off the shelf.
Are off the shelf. Right. No, I'm not actually doing custom embroidery now. I'm kind of just, you know why I have it there? It's because people love to walk by and look at it.
But you know, if you want me to do something custom, here's the pricing.
Yes.
Happy to do that.
Absolutely. So sometimes it's cool to have stuff. You could do it for giveaways if you want to. So if you're doing the can cooler giveaway, you've got some pre-made logos, you've got your can coolers, you got a bunch of them, they're all blank, and you make them as you give them away.
Yeah.
This gives you an opportunity to get a minute with each customer.
Yeah,
this is how I would make your shirt. You know, I have this printer, it does this. Yeah, I do this. And you talk to them while you're making it. Here you go. Take a business card or a flyer, pop it inside, hand it to them, and say, hey, think of me next time, or at least refer me somebody.
Now I think there was a lot of good information, like John Bartel Smith, he's a regular contributor to CAS, said he does on-site screen printing, offering two different shirt colors. He's got that worked out. John is a real pro, knows what to do. But Jane Mills Rogers has the best tip, I think.
Okay.
Is she said her best was free beer and wine at a boat show. Boat and yacht people want their boat name on everything. And apparently, I'm just assuming that they all drink beer and or wine.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great tip.
Well, and the beer and the wine is an example of the free giveaway. Like, it could be candy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're going to get people there, but she's at a specific event where she knows her audience is mostly potential customers.
And at the hipster market on Saturday, a craft beer sample would probably be an appropriate giveaway.
Yes, absolutely.
Rachel's got they do an upsell bundle, $15 each or 2 for $25. Lori Consoli does studios. So for example, if they'll go into a cheerleading studio or a gymnastic studio, and they will do their own little mini event where they'll go in with custom shirts and take orders, things like that.
Okay.
Lori will book those on site for people attending the show and give them a free shirt if they book their studio. So that's a great idea. offering great designs that are already done, candy and water, and apparently Scott Arcel Simmons is a loud talker.
Which,
in this case, at the movies, that's not great. but at these events, that's pretty
unless
good.
Unless like Rocky Horror Picture Show, I think you're
yeah,
right.
Then, yeah.
Is that what we're talking
Let's
about?
Let's have a toast.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so Debbie Stonesmoky, you really should go to the CIS group and look for that poll. If you just type in Mark Stevenson, it'll come up. Or group pros, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to see the rest of those
okay,
responses.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So we're going to do one more, which is
post-marketing.
Post-marketing. We can keep it short, but it's important.
But it's important.
So post-marketing, after the event, you've collected email addresses, you've got people to like you on Facebook, you've maybe gotten names and phone numbers, if that's appropriate and important, you've collected business cards, and you've gotten information from the local booth people,
yeah.
You've got all of this information, you've got a nice stack of information, go through it, and you figure, I kind of like tier it, you know, tier it down, so the first tier is like, these are the people that deserve a phone call,
okay.
Or a visit, you know,
yeah.
Like, I talked to this guy. He says he owns an AC company and they're looking to do custom apparel
yeah.
really soon.
That's good.
I told him I'd visit him this week.
Yeah.
So here's your call people. And then you've got like your personal email people or private or message on Facebook, whatever it
right.
would be. And these are the folks that you actually want to personally send a quick email to. Thanks for coming. We talked about this. I know you said you're going to be ready in 3 months. I'm just going to – I set a reminder. I'm going to reach out to you again. Thank you again. And then you've got the blast. The blast is what goes out to your email list, your
yeah.
Facebook pages, thanking everybody at once in a not as personal way, but to remind them of who you were, what your booth liked. You can send a picture of it. You can, hey, you probably got a koozie. If you didn't,
yeah.
Give me a call.
If it makes sense, you know, you might, again, rent the list of the people that attended and,
yep.
and send out an email through the provider. This is really where you could add some money to your business, and I've definitely added money to the businesses that I've worked for in the past and to Cold SE's business because we follow up in a timely manner after shows.
Yep.
Very few people will do that. If you have been to the ISS show or the NBM show or any of the custom apparel shows to look at equipment, and you went by and there were 300 or 400 vendors there, and you signed up at 200 booths, you'll get 3 phone calls and 8 emails, and that'll be it. So you will stand out from the crowd and come off as more professional and make more money just because you market to the people that attended the show after the show.
Yeah, the last event I went to, I bought a few things, stopped at a few places, and one person
yeah.
out of everybody I've stopped at sent me an email and posted something on Facebook that might have been a boost post. I mean,
yeah.
it got to me, so I think it might have been. I didn't pay attention to it, but there was one. So you're going to be one of the few people that pick up the phone, send an email, do a blast, do a thank you on Facebook or on social media, whatever it is. So you got to do that. It's really, really important. You will stand out, and it will remind people who were interested, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Like, why? And especially to the other vendors, you know, those are the people where I might send out a personal email to a lot of them and say, hey, next time, if you want to look as sharp as me, you know, I'll make sure that I get you set up with a few custom shirts for you to wear at these events.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll tell you what, I've got 2 more.
Okay.
But that we don't have time for right now.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll talk about those a bit. We'll put them in the show notes. And after we sign off here today, maybe we'll do a little video just for people that come to the page.
I like that.
CustomApparelStartupSpot.com.
So are we going to, so we're going to sign off?
We're done.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, watching everybody. Some folks just joined in. I see Joe, you just joined in at the end. So glad to see you here.
The recorded video will be on the page in
yes.
just a few minutes,
again, you can find this stuff on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes, YouTube, Facebook, on Instagram. You'll see little snippets on Twitter. You'll see when new things are happening.
Yeah.
Stitcher, you can find us. So whatever your preference is,
visit CustomApparelStartups.com.
CustomApparelStartups.com. You can listen right on the website. So whatever you prefer and is your method of listening or watching this type
yeah.
of information, and if if you thought you've never going to do a show and it was never in your business model, I would just spend a little bit of thought. This is I like to give little homework things.
Okay.
You know, I would say take 10 minutes of quiet time.
Okay.
And say, what if I were to do a show? I know I'm not going to, but if I were to do a show, who would I go see? What would it be? Do some Google searches, and you might find that there might be something that you can attend that you would like to go to anyway, where you can have kind of a handful of business cards, walk around, say hello, pass it out, and if you do that, you will get a new customer.
Yeah, I love that idea.
You will.
So. Okay, thanks everybody. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you guys have a good business.
Did you want to give anything else out right now, or we're going to do it all? Do you have anything else to say before I log us off officially?
No.
Because the podcast is done, by the way, everyone. The podcast is done. The recording's done. That's going to be on the podcast, but I haven't logged off yet.
Should we talk about the two things
if
that I was
going
to? If
you want to now for the folks, yeah, how long is it going to be?
It's going to be just a minute or two. Oh.
I'll give you 1 minute.
Okay.
You're on a countdown. I got my finger on stop.
There you go. Okay, so the two extra pro tips is you should always take pictures. You should take pictures at every event that you go to.
You should take
pictures of the booth, of the people that come visit you, of the event venue from the outside. You should take pictures of you setting up. You should be posting all of these things on social media. And even your web page, so people get a little bit of a taste of what the experience is like. And if you get a good signal on your phone, you should consider doing a Facebook Live like we are.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, you know, you're at the show. You could walk around the show and do a Facebook Live for people that can't attend. You could just point it at your booth if there's somebody else in there. You know, they could talk about what you're there doing. You could ask the first customer that comes by to hold this. Do you mind? I'm going to do a Facebook Live right now. You can help me.
Yes.
And then you can talk about what you're doing.
And if you've got a nice crowd going, hey, guys, you want... I was thinking about going on Facebook Live today and showing the event. You guys want to say hi to the world?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Okay.
Love that.
You know, hey, everybody, we're here at the event. And that video is going to get saved to your Facebook. Even if it's only a minute long and a couple people watch it live, you get that video to live for longer.
Love it.
So cool.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you soon.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.